Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. Melvin was a member of my first parish. And Melvin was a crotchety, older, bandy-legged man who every week would drop by our house and he would deliver a loaf of fresh baked bread. He usually tried to bring that bread when I was not home. Mostly because he wasn't bringing the bread to me, he was bringing the bread to, quote, Mrs. Pastor, which she never cared being called and still doesn't. But Melvin would bring bread to Mrs. Pastor and spend some time chatting with her, and then he would go out to the front of the church and he would smoke a cigarette, and then he would leave on his way, because Melvin was not just delivering bread to us. Melvin was bringing bread to all the, what he called, old ladies and widows. No offense. I still have to live at home, exactly. Melvin was an ordinary saint. But don't get the wrong idea. Melvin was not one of these really nice, loving, caring kinds of saints that we think about when we think of saints. Melvin, as I said, was an older, bandy-legged, recovering alcoholic who could be argumentative and difficult, and that you, and sometimes Melvin could be really, really difficult. But for all of that, Melvin made a choice that he would deliver these simple acts of love every week. Gruff and grumpy and difficult. In fact, when every now and again, Melvin would stop delivering bread. And a week would go by, and then a second week would go by, and I would know that it was time for me to call Melvin. Melvin not delivering bread was his signal that I had done something that had made him angry. And so Jeannie would say, "Welp, it's time to call Melvin." And I would call Melvin, and he would say, "Pastor?" And I would say, "Yes." And he would say things like, "We are old in our congregation. We can't keep standing up and sitting down through the whole service." And I would say, "Yes, Melvin, you're quite right." And we would stop standing and sitting up quite so much. And the bread would come again. This ordinary saint. Melvin made a habit. It took a little while for me to figure out what it was, but every Sunday we would go through the service, and when my sermon came up, Melvin would get up and Melvin would walk out the back of the church. Because it turned out Melvin would use the excuse that he had to go to the bathroom. Now, there was a perfectly good bathroom in the church, but we still had an outhouse. And Melvin had determined that the distance that it took him to walk from the back of the church to the outhouse, smoke a cigarette, and get back was exactly the length of my sermon. People like Melvin are not what we think of when we think of saints. And yet Melvin was a blessing. The kind of blessing Jesus talks about in our gospel lesson for today. Jesus has just come out from the desert filled with the Holy Spirit. And again in 4:18 in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit when he stands up in the midst of the synagogue and declares, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And there in this sermon, Jesus begins with these radical words. And he looks up at his disciples and he says to them, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the dominion of God. Blessed are you who are hungry, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you and revile you and exclude you, for your reward is great in heaven." Jesus isn't talking about the kind of saints, the kind of blessing that most of us associate with All Saints Day. When I think of a saint, I think of some people who have been in my life who were just absolutely amazing, wonderful, kind, gentle people. But Jesus isn't talking just about those people. Jesus is talking about you. Paul picks it up in that letter to the Ephesians when he addresses it to the saints who are in Christ. All of you are the ordinary saints of God in extraordinary circumstances. You are the blessed ones. The saints are, well, you. Unlike in Matthew, if you remember this text in Matthew, Matthew says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness. Luke is talking about real, honest to God, hunger and joy and woe and hurt and exclusion and being pulled away from society. And unlike Matthew, the Jesus in Luke is not looking to some future when all things will be set right. That the blessing happens someday in the future. Luke uses the present tense. Blessed are you right now. Right now. Blessed are you in your brokenness. Blessed are you in your loneliness and your hate, in your joy and in your laughter. Blessed are you now, you ordinary saints. I doubt Melvin would have ever understood himself as a saint. I imagine if by some strange chance his relatives hear this sermon, they'll be surprised. But Melvin always comes to my mind as one of God's ordinary saints because he took the gifts of his brokenness and turned them into acts of simple love, of devotion, bringing small joy to lonely people in a visit, just 10 minutes and a cigarette, a moment of his day. I think when Jesus blesses all of us, this makarioi, this wonderful blessing and gift and joyousness, this blissed outness of all of this, Jesus looks to us to be God's ordinary saints. Our reward certainly is great in heaven, but our work is now. Jesus paints a vision of hope. Hope for the hopeless, feasts for the hungry, laughter for mourners, not a vague heavenly kingdom, but one that exists now. This call for love now. I can't think of a better time to hear this text than right now. This morning, there was a short little video piece about two brothers. These two brothers have always been sort of at odds with one another. These days, one is the head of a super PAC for Hillary Clinton. The other works for the Trump campaign. The interview was with their mother. And the interviewer said, you know, well, how are things going? And she said, well, the boys have always been on opposite ends of things, and they have always argued, sometimes vehemently, publicly and privately. But today, they will not even speak to one another. The interviewer asked her, and she said, I can do nothing but weep. Somewhere in the midst of our blessedness, we sometimes forget that the text ends with a real capper. Jesus says, I say to you, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer them the other also. And if they take away your coat, give them also outer garment. And give to everyone who begs from you. If ever there is a time that we need to hear this message, to be reminded of what it means to be blessed in God's kingdom, it is now. As we find ourselves desperately divided and in need of a word of peace. For even in the midst of this strife, we are being blessed. And the poor still need to be fed, the hungry given comfort, and mourners need laughter. In the midst of these difficulties, we need saints like Melvin, who with simple bread bring life, with a word comfort bring joy, to set aside the differences that are between us, to find in ourselves and in our world the blessing of God. So blessed are you, Jesus says.